He introduced himself as Ben Tanner, Horst's chief of staff from a few years ago, then paid tribute to the man's talents and his warmth of character, a sensibly brief address. When he stepped down, the emissary took his place.
"I come as a messenger from the Construct, who some of you may know played a significant role in the twin struggle so recently resolved. Robert Horst was well known to the Construct, who has directed me to say these few words. Robert Horst was a remarkable human. He exhibited the finest characteristics of his species, a resolute determination, intelligence, wit, and a compassion that led him to a self-sacrifice which he willingly embraced. His was the essence that stood in the way of hate and havoc and destruction. The fire of his being shall never go out." After that, most of the guests wandered away in small groups, twos and threes. The emissary noticed the reporter Kafiri Farag talking with a few people down by the road. A lone piper up on the crest of the hill played a slow lament, its plaintive voice sounding out across the dales and fields below. Waiting behind, the emissary saw that Greg Cameron was crouched next to the sapling dedicated to his uncle.
"Mr. Cameron," he said,
"may I ask why Ms. MacReady did not attend?" Greg Cameron gave a half-smile as he got to his feet. "Aye, well, there's a question." He shrugged. "She says that the memories are too painful and that she canna stand funerals anyway. But there she is, up there on the Viester, trying to get life out of a grave." He paused, then went on. "Since the battle, since the destruction of the cyborgs, hardly anything has grown across that entire wasteland of a continent. I mean, there's still a wee enclave, the Cradle Vale Cove, but the rest, it's as if the ground is reluctant to let anything take root. Down here, of course, it's a different story. The Yuvovo are starting to say that some remnant of Sagrana still lingers on Darien, in the Dotter Forests and elsewhere. Perhaps that's why she's staying away. It would remind her of how much has been lost to the ash." He grinned ruefully. "On the other hand, she is adamant about getting pregnant."
"That seems an appropriate ambition in the circumstances," said the emissary.
The two shook hands, and Cameron headed off downhill to join a small group waiting next to an open-top mounting car. The emissary watched him leave thoughtfully, then took a small pouch from his jacket, tipped out a number of small black seeds, and pressed them into the soil near the base of the spiral leaf sapling dedicated to Julia Bryce. Putting away the pouch, he surveyed the scene briefly and listened to the piper for several long moments, then strode off down the grassy slope to where his own vehicle, a single-seater hire car, was parked. 2 hours later, the emissary had reached Port Gagarin and was in his shuttle pod, awaiting clearance from Air Orbit Traffic Control. An hour after that, the pod had returned him to the Construct Tier Ship Finite Codex, and the emissary was entering the airy observation lounge bridge. Various Roses and Roberts were in attendance, some working at translucent holoconsoles, others engaged in thought games or discussion.